Welcome, guys. Welcome. Oh, shit. I hope it's on. Okay, because I had it to the thing. I want to let y'all know that I've reached my 1,000 listeners little goal that I had. And I'm, like, so freaking ecstatic. Like, I'm finna cry, but I'm not going to cry. So, I don't even understand. I guess some people may be just tuning in and... like, okay, she talking shit, and I don't know. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it is exciting. Like, it's so fuck. I'm fucking elated. Like, this morning, y'all, I just dropped my kids off. Like, I'm in a space right now. I'm learning love, and I mean for everything. Like, I told y'all, you know, things I've been through in life, and, like, I wanted to feel love, like, really all my life. Like, I wanted to experience it. And I mean with anything. So, this episode is entitled, Love. Or I'm gonna say Learning Love. Either one, yeah, I know. But it's so crazy, y'all. Like, I realized two things this week. That... love is fucking scary. It ain't supposed to be, but it is. Now, this is why y'all know I'ma talk my shit. I'ma say about God. If you don't believe in God, you know, I understand that's your prerogative. I ain't knocking you because I didn't at one time. So it is what it is, you know. But this is why I know God is involved in this, because to me, let's say you love somebody, but the only thing is gonna stop you two people. Yeah, if y'all damn it real fucked up people, that's not gonna work, or y'all just not right for each other. But if you have potential to be in love with somebody, but your upbringing and your the shit you've been through is keeping you from really showing love, that is fear, right? So you want to love, you want to be in love, you want to try to make something work, but you can't because you are scared, basically, and because you don't know how. You never will show certain things, right? But this is why I say you need God, because in order to love somebody, I mean love them, you ain't supposed to be scared to love them. You know, in order to love them and get the full experience, you have to have faith. You have to have faith that everything you putting in and showing this person is going to work out, and you're going to be, y'all got to see what that ending like. So you're going to be there to the end. If not, you can't truly say you love somebody if you're scared. I was scared. I had been scared to love anything, really, because I felt like anything, and I still live in a realistic world that nothing lasts forever. However, I just feel like you're not gonna know anything unless you try. You just not, nothing is 100% in this world. Nothing. Hell, my kids could turn on me. And they my kids. You know what I'm saying? So, shit, I had them. You would think that they would never stop having respect, but shit happens. You know, people get older, kids get, resentful, all type of fucked up ass shit. So it doesn't mean that they didn't want to love me. It just means shit. They just, some shit happened. But I'm learning that you have to have faith in everything that you do, because nothing is 100%. I don't care if you're the best of the best. Something can change. But you don't want to live like that. You don't want to live in fear. So you have faith that everything is going to be all right. Everybody, a lot of people don't realize that they already have faith. I remember I told y'all back when I was 21 in the episode, I was like 21, I believe, and I had just had Jaden. Jaden was one. So, and Jaden is my oldest son, guys. I don't know if I ever said his name. Really don't. You know, really too much going to my kids and shit, you know, because they get on my nerves. But Jaden was one, and I was praying for faith, and I told y'all when I had that dream about the devil and all that, but I had to realize that a lot of times I have faith and I didn't realize it, because faith is just believing in that something will happen, but not knowing 100%. But you still have that hope that it does. Faith is like hope. You hope that stuff is going to go through. And you just, it's a strong thing of hope. And a lot of times in my life, I knew. What's crazy, guys, is I knew I was going to be all right. I knew it. Even the craziest of the craziest shit was going on, or just shit that didn't make no fucking sense, you know. Shit that didn't make sense, because, you know, that's how my life was. A lot of shit didn't make sense to me. I never cared to understand the shit, and therefore, it made me real fucked up. You know, I was in my mind like, I don't know what the fuck is going on, but I don't want to deal with that shit. I didn't deal with a lot of shit in life, and it got me this far. Now, was it the right thing? Yeah, I feel like, because it got me this far. But how about if I would have dealt with shit, I would have learned lessons, and I would have went possibly further in life. But anyways, it's just faith. Love is just having faith that, and hope that this person, these kids, these people, whatever, are going to love you the way that you need to be loved, want to be loved, whatever the case is. But I'm learning it, y'all. I feel it in my heart right now. It's crazy. It's a feeling I didn't even think was real. I never really felt like that. I never really felt in love, honestly, with nothing. Not even with my kids. I'm gonna be honest with y'all, and I need y'all to know the difference, because little y'all a little slow. Love is something, and being in love with something is two different things. I believe a person can love more than one person. I don't believe a person can be in love with more than one person at the same time. I believe you can love a lot of people, honestly, shit. A lot. Friends, family, another person. Like, I believe you can love more than one person. I don't believe you can be in love. The in love is what makes you choose that particular person, because you're in love with them. You feel something different that you don't feel for nobody else. That's in love. So I loved my kids. I loved my mom because she was my mom. I loved my family. I never really loved a man, honestly. I strongly liked a man. I done told a couple of niggas I loved them. Lied like a motherfucker. Because I felt like that. I thought that's what you were supposed to do. I thought you were supposed to say it, talk about it, all that shit, and show a little bit of affection, and that's love. But it's not. Love is hard. Love is kind. Love is stupidity. Love is a lot of shit. With four letters. Don't let nobody tell you it ain't. Now, love ain't supposed to be. Love is going to be hard. Because some shit is just hard. It's some shit that we ain't never done before. So it make it a little hard. We get our comfort zone. But love ain't supposed to be that hard. I want y'all to know the difference. Love is hard. It don't have to be. Depending on y'all communication. But it can be if people don't know how to communicate. It doesn't mean that it's wrong or that ain't the one for you. That means that y'all need to figure out how to communicate, because what y'all really doing is saying the same shit in different ways. And that's going to cause a collision. You know? So that's why they say learn somebody's love language. Like, y'all, I'm learning so fucking much. This shit is mind blowing. I am not going to lie to y'all. A lot of y'all may already have known this shit, because y'all may have loved people. I ain't never been in love with nothing. Not even myself. Now I am. I ain't gonna lie to y'all, man. It took me a minute to get here, because all I was doing was basing shit on my flaws. You know? And I just was basing shit on my flaws. You know? I just cut all my hair off, y'all, because I grew my hair down to, I ain't never just had no long ass hair. And the reason why is because, I mean, we're gonna talk about this in another episode. A lot of people, a lot of us, and I'm just now learning, a lot of us that either had long hair and didn't know how to manage it, or never really had long hair, had to depend on products, weave, perms, all type of shit to make our shit manageable, or make our shit the way that we want it in a hair aspect, I guess. So me, I've had weave in my hair pretty much since I can remember. I had braids and shit since I was six. And not saying anything's wrong with weave because I let my daughter, you know, wear it and shit because she bald-headed. So I ain't got no choice. And I'm not finna let her walk around like no fucking chia pet. I'm sorry. So she loves herself with and without the weave. I make sure she know, baby, you got these braids in your head. You know what I'm saying? But that don't mean don't love yourself. You know, my baby love herself. She just bald-headed. So I gots to put that weave in because I don't give a fuck what y'all say. My baby's not finna be looking like no fucking chia pet. I'm sorry. I love my kids too much to let them look any kind of way. I don't give a fuck. But I had weave and shit about hair as a kid. I became accustomed to that shit. And I just never had no long-ass hair. You know what I'm saying? My hair, the longest my hair ever got was to my shoulders. Now, let me tell y'all, if you able to get your hair to your shoulders, you able to grow your hair longer. And I'm going to say, period. Unless you just got some type of hair disease, you can grow your hair long. A lot of us don't know how to fucking properly take care of our hair. And that takes me back to my shit. So, anyways, I never knew how to properly take care of my hair. So, I know my hair could have been longer. But all I knew was, okay, your hair is to your shoulders. That's cool. Braid that shit up and put you a wig on. You know, your hair too thick. Fuck it. So anyways, I never really was in love with myself. I had always tried to, you know, make myself feel that way. I kept myself up, but I always tried to make myself feel, you know, good. But it's a difference when you're in love with yourself. Like, not in no conceited way, but when you love yourself. That's why they say self-love is the best love. You feel so good that you want to continue to feel good because you love yourself. See, you love yourself and know that you love yourself enough to know that you want to feel good. You want to be happy. You want to smile when you look at yourself. You want to see yourself smiling. So you know that you're not going to jeopardize any, you're not going to do anything to jeopardize that feeling. That's self-love. So I never even felt like that. I did shit that would jeopardize the way I felt. So, I'm learning love in every aspect, relationship-wise, my kids. I am in love with my kids right now, y'all. That shit feels so dope. I don't think a lot of people even understand the difference. I believe that my mom loved us, but I don't think that my mom was in love with us and had that love for us because she didn't love herself. In order for you to give that love, you have to truly love yourself. You have to. Because you have to know that with loving yourself and loving people comes a price. It comes a price with loving people. Because people are not going to love you the way that you love them. So that means you're going to run across people that may show you the love. They may not. But you have to be prepared to love yourself enough to walk away from that shit. Because you don't see yourself smiling anymore. Maybe you never have. I'm in love with my kids. I'm in love with my fiance. But that's cool. That's cool and all. But I realized that in the past or just the recent past, I just realized like, you know, I think it was, I don't know what it was. It was either the kids or him. I don't fucking know. Both, probably. But I had realized that I let them get under my skin so fucking bad that I was like, damn, I started doubting myself. And not that that was their angles, their kids, and he's a man. But it did something to me. I was like, damn, how you even let situations make you feel a certain way? You gotta take control of your emotion. I be like, damn. So this week, I'm like, damn, you know what, girl? Like, you beautiful. I had to tell myself that. Because sometimes I feel it, sometimes I don't. You know, I'm human. But I had to say, look, chick, you beautiful. It ain't nobody like you. You feel me? You're your own person. Down from your big old nose to that lump on the back of your head that you need to go get checked out or shit because you don't know what the fuck that is. But you are beautiful. Come on now. You walking around on shit like you ain't, like, come on, like, what the fuck? So I had to jump, you know what I'm saying? I had to jump cute real quick, because I'm like, damn, when you look good, you feel good. And even though I'm feeling good, like, I know I can, this was how I was. And I think I'm going to change that this year. It's a lot of fucking pressure for me, I ain't going to lie. I know some of y'all see my Facebook page, Tina Snow, for those that didn't know. And actually, I'm going through transformation, so that's about to change. I shouldn't even told y'all that. I should just did what I was going to do, but oh well. So, I was just like, damn, you know, you got to love yourself more. I literally know that if I want to, this is how my mind was. And I'm going to say was, because I'm not there anymore. I'm slowly trying to get out of that. And I'm normally not the type of person to be like, this my year and all that shit. I ain't going to lie. Like, of course, and this, not knocking anybody, because you could truly feel like it's your year. And mean it. So I understand. But I said that shit so many times, and I didn't live up to it. You know what I'm saying? Every year, really, up until the last 2-3 years, I was saying, next year, this gonna be your year and all that. And I'm like, this shit is finna be damn near the same, probably, if not worse. If not, I get more stress, because, you know, I don't know. I just stopped saying that. I start saying, shit, fuck that, talking about it. I finna be about it. I stopped saying that. I stopped saying this my year. If you ain't gonna do shit different, if you got a little doubt and shit, if you not gonna push yourself to the fucking limit, love yourself this year enough to say I'm tired of being in the same fucking position and I want something better for myself and better for my motherfucking kids, if you have kids, or just better. Stop saying it's your fucking year, because you ain't finna do shit. You not finna do shit. You finna do the same blunt blowing, polo draw showing shit. I do not own the rights to those lyrics. Those is Lil Wayne lyrics. But you don't own the right to say that, because you ain't finna do shit. Honestly, y'all, I feel like it's my year, because I got my man with me. You know what I'm saying? I got a team with me. Me and my mama good and all of that shit. And I'm in a better space as far as how I feel about myself. Now I just need to push shit into action. So my motto this year is, I don't want to do too much fucking talking. I don't want to do too much talking. I just want to do it. All that talking and shit don't get me nowhere. Just a bunch of me saying nothing. If I know, I ain't going to do shit. Stop saying this y'all year if y'all not finna do shit. If you don't love yourself enough to do nothing about the situation you in, all you want to do is this little ass shit and this little ass shit, and you want to be bare minimum, I'm going to let you be bare minimum. So let me go back to me loving myself anyway. So I was saying, like, damn, I know I can get dressed up and get cute and step with the best of them. That's nothing. That's really easy for me. I'm not even being funny. It's like easy. That's why I feel like it's easy, because I love myself enough to know that I'm not finna step out this motherfucking house unless I feel that shit, unless it's 100. But I was doing that every blue moon, I ain't gonna lie. And even though I done got comfortable with my man and shit, I be walking around looking fucked up sometimes, and I'm comfortable with him, but I gotta understand, like, he's still a man. And, you know, I gotta step that up a little. Good to me at first, because I'm like, oh, I'm getting to be myself and being free and taking my wig off and shit and walking around naked and shit, because that's what I'm gonna do. But, you know, I got a man, I gotta tighten that shit up a little bit. But this year, I definitely want to, and I don't like being dressed up all the time. I take pictures and shit, and I put that shit on Facebook, but 90% of the time, I'm looking fucked up, man. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. 90% of the time, I'm doing, 90% of the time, I'm looking fucked up. I'm on my podcast. So I want to work on that. Let me turn this car off. Shit, nigga, gas low. I want to work on doing better. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I really don't like wearing that makeup shit every fucking day. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. That shit is exhausting. And it's like, That should be breaking my fucking skin out. See, this is what y'all don't know about me. And I'm just being open and honest with y'all. I don't really like fucking wearing makeup. You know, it just irritates me for some reason, because I feel like it's an addict. It can become an addiction to where you feel like you gotta have that. I don't like that. I don't like that feeling. You know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I look like a whole boy with no fucking lashes on. So I'm gonna keep my lashes. But that makeup shit, like, I got black marks on my face and shit from wearing that shit. But I don't really care to wear that shit. I can go natural with the little patches on my face and everything, long as I got my lashes. Now, them lashes, I'm a little addicted to. I ain't gonna lie. That's a hard addiction, you know. I got that one, I ain't gonna lie. But I don't really like wearing that makeup and shit all the time. That shit is like a lot of pressure to me. And that's just some extra money. I just don't have the fucking time for it. A lot of people didn't know that. Y'all see me post a picture. Oh, she got her makeup on. She cute. Or I done went a couple of times barefaced on Facebook. And shit, I don't really care like that. But, you know, oh, she, you know, but I don't really like that shit like that. It's cool, but it ain't something for me. But I've learned to love myself. And I'm not saying you don't love yourself if you wear makeup. I'm saying if you wearing that shit all the fucking time and you not letting your skin breathe and your face fucking breathe and you be your natural self for a little bit, god damn, that shit is a lot. Sometimes at first I used to see females and I used to be like, damn, like, ooh, her skin terrible. But that's her being her natural self. You can't even knock a motherfucker for being natural, bro. You can't. It's annoying that y'all got to keep putting that shit on Facebook. I'm natural, beautiful. Okay, we get it, bitch. Trust me. And we know when you put that makeup on, you look completely better. But we're going to let you rock your natural because that's what you do. So that's fine. But no, but I've learned to love myself, period. Right now, I'm out in the motherfucking street, barefaced up. I don't give a damn. You know what I'm saying? If you're beautiful, you're beautiful. If you're going to pull a man, you're going to pull a man. If you're going to get compliments, you're going to get compliments. I mean, it ain't shit. But I am learning that I do need to do better with myself, because I'm feeling like back in the day when I was skinny, when I was like in high school before I had my son and a little bit after I had my son, I didn't really take pride in myself. When I say by that is that I really didn't love myself enough to know, like, oh girl, you really have a nice, you know what I'm saying, shape. You really are beautiful. I didn't really feel that. So I dressed not any kind of way, but just not to my full. Basically, I never really gave my full potential. You feel me? So that's what I mean. And then I gained a lot of fucking weight after I got on birth control. I was like a fucking willy mammoth. That was the biggest I had ever been in my life. I'm like, how in the fuck? And I wasn't sloppy fat, thank God. I mean, that sloppy fat, it's like, I ain't knocking nobody. And if you don't know you sloppy fat, it's like if you look dirty and shit. You know, like that dirty look. Like, no matter what you put on, you look dirty. And you might not know you look dirty. But y'all know what's crazy is that I didn't know I was fat. Let me. Two ways that I knew I was fat. Let me tell y'all. Because I went from being small, right? The biggest I had ever been in high school was 120, 125. That's it. That was the biggest. Then I had ended up getting pregnant and I ended up having a miscarriage. Okay, I gained a little weight from that. Like, you know, got a little thick. I was happy because I had been used to being 120, 125. So I got to like 130, 135. I was feeling that. I was thick. Loved it, right? So I'm looking at, okay, damn girl, when you gain a little weight, your booty get big. I'm feeling this. So all I was looking at, I ain't gonna lie to y'all, because I ain't never had no hell of an ass. But that motherfucker was wide and it was fat. So that was enough, okay? It wasn't no perfect ass, but it was something back there. Hoes be hating, saying I didn't have no ass. Nigga, y'all didn't see me when I was about 22, 23, because I wasn't around you motherfuckers, but I had ass. So all I was paying attention to was my ass. I didn't even know I was fat. Yes, when my clothes started getting a little bigger, but honestly, I just thought I was thick. You know what? Let me know that I was fat. Now, this is how some of y'all sloppy people can know if y'all sloppy or not. A picture. I didn't know I was fat. I'm going to tell y'all two ways I knew I had became fat. Because I went from 120 to 125. I really wasn't too much. I was just working, eating. You working at a call center, first of all. I was working at a call center for 5 fucking years. That shit helped me become morbidly obese as well. So you're working, you're eating. I mean, you're at work, you're on the computer. You know you're bringing snacks to work because you're on the computer all fucking day. So I'm eating snacks and shit, and then I'm going home and going to fuck to sleep. I ain't got no life, so I really ain't getting dressed up to go nowhere other than to work. But what let me know I was fat was three things. I'm going to tell y'all, these things hurt my feelings too. And these motherfuckers. Okay, so two things. First of all, I started seeing myself in pictures and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I had never been big before. I just knew I was buying bigger clothes. And I was looking at my ass. Because, you know, when I was skinny, it was like I always had thighs, but my ass, I never really had no ass. But it wasn't flat, okay? But it just wasn't sitting out. So I was like, God damn, I'm gaining weight and shit. Like, what the fuck? Man, this is kind of getting out of hand. So I wasn't big all my life. I had just became big, and that was the biggest I had ever fucking been. Now, I'd have been a little chubby before. You know what I'm saying? A little chubby, like, you know what I'm saying? 10 years old, fat type chubby. That ain't shit. But I mean, like, as an adult, a teenager and an adult, that was the fattest I had ever been. And I was like, God damn. So I looked at a picture then three times, y'all. I got my feelings hurt. Okay. One, I'm at a dinner with my coworkers. Now, these motherfuckers, if y'all listening, y'all heard my feelings and shit, but that let me know I had to do something. Now, I wasn't necessarily doing it just for other people. Let me get y'all to understand something. But that shit was weighing on me. Y'all, I'm only 5'2", y'all. So 5'2", you can't be real fat. That shit'll fuck with your heart and all that shit, you know. So I was struggling. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. I was struggling like a motherfucker. I was just fat. So that's what caused me too. But I was at this dinner with my job and shit. And you know how, okay, when you fat, or even if you got some weight on, you got that fupa. So I had these jeans on that. You know when you got them jeans and we pulling them up. I can relate to everybody. The skinny people, the thick people, the medium people, the fat people. I relate to everybody. I was every shape. I've been every shape in my life. I've been every shape in my life. So you know when we fat and shit, we got that big ass football right there, right? Thank God I ain't got it no more, you know. But I'll tell y'all about that later. So I would pull it up over my fupa. So, you know, I'm thinking like, okay, it's cool. It looked like a little coochie. So I'm cool with that. You know what I'm saying? Make them think it's fat. So I'm at a dinner with my coworkers and shit. And I'm talking and shit because I keep people laughing and shit. This particular day, I put on these jeans. And like I told y'all, when I put weight on, my booty get real nice. So I'm like, fuck it. So these jeans made my ass look nice. But I didn't realize it looked like I had another ass in the front. I'm not even paying attention to this shit. So I'm talking and shit, standing up, making everybody laugh. And shit. They laughing, but they laughing a little too fucking hard. I'm like, damn, this shit wasn't even that funny. I mean, I am funny, you know, but that shit was not that funny. Then I looked down. No, somebody kind of looked down at my fupa. You know, somebody, you know, sometimes they just kind of look down and or they look at what everybody laughing at. I don't know. So I looked down and I'm like, damn, this shit is embarrassing. I was like, this shit is embarrassing, you know, and yeah, all that love yourself the way you are, that's cool as shit. But not to the point that you sloppy. If you gonna be big, maintain that shit and make sure you keep you love yourself. So one way to know if you sloppy and dusty and shit is take a picture. I mean, take a picture. Regular. Like, just regular. You ain't got to be dressed up. Then take another picture of you being dressed up. Now, if you look dusty and sloppy on the regular picture, okay, you dusty and sloppy. But then if you take another picture and you dressed up and you still sloppy, and I mean sloppy like just care about yourself, you know. So what I'm learning is that I got to care about myself more, because I know when I look good, I feel good. And that's what I want. I want to feel good. All the rest of this motherfucking year, Lord say the same. The next one, the one after that, the one after that, one after that, Lord say the same. 20 more years on my life. I'm claiming it. That's just being realistic. Shit, I would like further and more, but let's be realistic. But I just want to be happy. You know? Like, I don't mean I'm just saying happy. I mean, I'm actually want to put work in on being happy. Because that shit take work. Your mental got to be right. Your surroundings got to be right. You just got to be right to be happy. And I ain't meaning 100%, because we all throw the fuck off. Everybody is a little fucked up in the head in some way. Everybody. I don't give a fuck. You the baddest motherfucker walking this earth. You got a flaw. And your flaw is fucked up. And you need to fix that shit. But I just want to be happy. And I just want to live in faith. I don't want to have no fear in me. I want to love with no hesitation. With no fear. Just love knowing that I did everything I could do, and enjoy that moment, enjoy that feeling. Like, it's a feeling like, oh my God, that shit is, it's scary, not in a like a way like that, but it's just, when you feel something you ain't never felt before, it's just like, damn, this shit is new. So, you know, just love, being in love. I want to be in love. With everything, you know, in love with this life, in love with my kids. Like, I'm loving my kids. I'm realizing the time is precious and everything like that. I'm in love with them. They awesome kids, man. They pretty cool kids. I'm so glad I got to, you know, witness this and really get to know them for who they are. You know, they pretty cool kids, man. And I just accept them. I accept them for the goofy, irresponsible, crazy. They something else. They something else, man. But I love them kids, man. It's like I'm getting to enjoy these things in life, and I never thought I would. You know, so I'm happy about that. But anyways, guys, this episode is entitled Love. And I'm going to say, in love, I want us to fall in love with ourselves. Fall in love with yourself to know, like, shit, I want to feel good. I want to have a peaceful, relaxing feeling. I want to feel happy. And only you going to know what happy is. My happy to somebody, it may not be somebody else happy. I still got a lot of shit going on. But at least in one place in my life, I want to be happy all around. That's not realistic, but you can be pretty much almost happy in every aspect of life. It's possible. Hard. I ain't gonna say it's impossible. But I'm happy in one space in my life, and that's with my family. And I never thought I would feel that. And honestly, I feel like that's the root of why I never was happy. So that feels good. You know, I'm in love with a piece of my life. Now I'm trying to be in tune with everything. You know, at least have some understanding or get some type of fucking structure in the rest of my life. It's a job, man. But it's worth it. It's worth me being happy and seeing some piece of happiness while I'm on this earth. So that is what I know now. If you didn't know, now you know. And I'm out.